Blog Talk Radio.
This is Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida.
Good evening, you guys. As you can see, I changed my time. I had other things I had to do, so I had to change my time to 10 o'clock tonight. Well, I want to first start out and say to a lot of people out there, Merry Christmas to all my listeners and Happy New Year. At first, I wasn't going to do a show for tonight and Christmas Eve, but I thought, you know, hey, let's try something different. I'm always trying something different. So I thought maybe I would dedicate this night to our black women. Yay! As you know, the name of the show is Through the Eyes of the Black Woman, so I thought I would dedicate this show to us listening to some nice music from our black sisters. Now, I just want you guys to enjoy tonight. I hope and pray that you're somewhere safe, comfortable, sitting around the fire with the family, talking, laughing, having a good time. Me, I thought I would give this time to you guys. So, as we get started, I want to start off with a little Alicia Keys, A Woman's Worth.
What you talking about, Shawty? What you know about a woman's work?
My bubble bath.
woman's worth. You know what you're worth, you guys out there, you women. You know you're worth more than what our men allow or perceive us to worth. So I say to all of you guys, hold on to what you got. Know that you're worth something to yourself, if nothing else, okay? So I want to get a little bit more Alicia in there. I want to play a little bit of F. I don't have you. I hope I said that right. Let's see.
Some people live for a fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game.
Down how important that was. while I'm sitting up here looking, at some stuff while we're doing this, while we're listening to some music, the kind of book that I was looking for, I don't have what I want. So, as you can see, this is our night, so we're going to have a little bit of fun. I don't have any interviews tonight. I just want you guys to enjoy the night with some music, you know, soft music, a little bit of our girl power. Next, I want to play one of my favorite songs, you guys. Oh, one of my favorites. It's by Angie Stone, you guys. And this is No More Rain in This Cloud. Dedicated the song to, but I really dedicated to all my sisters out there. I love that song. It has so much meaning to it. And I want to say a special shout out to my military sisters, my black sisters out there. I'm going to do a show on you guys because people don't realize what we go through in the military. And I'm going to throw out this one point. When it comes to sexual assault, sexual molestation, rape, and this is just a fact, and I don't know any of you know that, but did you know that African-American women in the military are more likely to be raped and molested sexually than their counterpart, white women? So when I say that, I think to myself, you know what? They don't even talk about that. They don't even bring it up in any conversation and any they never bring it up. If you get an opportunity, I would love for you guys to check out my Facebook page. It's called The Effects of Military Sexual Trauma on Black Female Soldiers. Check it out. There was two stories on there that I placed on there and that it was dealing with that. these two young girls, let me say young women, black women, soldiers, who both committed suicide. But after further discovery and evidence showing that they didn't, that they were raped prior to this happening to them. So we suffer in silence, you guys, and you have to understand it impacts us differently than our white counterparts. Because if you look at the history, and I think we went over this when I first started the show, and I can't wait to get my book back in my hand. This is an awesome book that talks about the sexual trauma, and I cannot wait to get it in my hands and how it affects us differently. You think about slavery, how the man was not allowed to stop the master from raping the women, and the mentality that actually generation from generation went through. So I want to say to a shout out, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all my sisters, fellow soldiers, veterans that are suffering in silence and you don't know who you can talk to. And I'm hoping when I get ready to do that show that we have all the information and hopefully we can have somebody on here who can definitely talk about it at the time. So that was a song by Angie Stone, No More Rain. Oh, I love that song. Let's see. I want to do a little, I want to see if I can get some NDIRE on here. Now, NDIRE, I love her.
Girl, I'm your video. My work is not determined by the price of my clothes.
All right, that was Indy Arie. I love her. I love the naturalness about her, especially now that I've gone natural. And I love the clothes she wear, you know, the flowing, long skirts and stuff. I love stuff like that. Just never thought to do it. Now I can do it, okay? I have no constraints, nothing to stop me. I used to wear wigs all the time. I stopped doing weave a while back, but wigs are something I love to do. So I just like, you know what, I'm just going to go natural because I think it's beautiful. You know, it's hard when you don't identify with yourself, and it's the truth. You don't identify with who you truly are. Nothing against people wearing their hair straight, long, whatever. Nothing against that whatsoever, because every now and then I will put on one of my wigs. But I love the naturalness. Now, my husband's trying to get used to it, but I like being natural. And the freedom of who you are. I still wear my makeup. I still wear my beautiful earrings. I still wear my lipstick. But my hair is not constrained, or I don't have to stress out of when I walk out my door how I need to look. I pick my hair out, or I twist it, and I keep rolling, and I love it. I mean, I really do. So she kind of put me back in the mindset that it's comfortable to be me, to be the natural me, and I love that. Like I just told you, that was a little Indy Arie. And I was sitting here because, let me say this, before I brought Through the Eyes of a Black Woman on Blog Talk Radio, through the radio, Say Your Peace Radio Network, I had a radio show that was literally on a local station here, very good popular station. Did an awesome job. And I met some awesome, awesome people. And I want to explain that to you before I'm going to say what I want to say. But during the time that I was doing my show, I featured and I put a platform for all our authors out there. And I met some wonderful, wonderful people. And you never know what a person goes through till you read their story. You know, you don't know my story unless I tell you my story. Well, one of my authors, her name was Karen Doty, and from time to time, she's on my Facebook page. Most of the people that you'll probably hear me talk about are on my Facebook pages, and there are authors that I've already interviewed on my show. And she wrote this book called Empowered to to Uproot the Seed of Abuse. And we were just talking about rape, African-American women, more likely military sexual trauma. And while I was on that subject, I kind of found some statistics or myths that she had in her book. And she also had some statistics in here I was looking at earlier. Let's see. I want to make sure. Her name is Karen Doty, and the name of the book is Empowered to Uproot the Seed of Abuse. And this is dealing with child abuse. She was abused when she was young. So she wrote this book, which I think is a great, great, great book. It says, myth number one, rape is sex. Fact, rape is experienced by victim as an act of violence. It is a life-threatening experience. Myth number two, only young, pretty women are assaulted. Oh, man. Fact, survivors range in age from infancy to old age, and their appearance is seldom a consideration. Assailants often choose victims who seem most vulnerable to attack. Old persons, children, physically or emotionally disabled persons, substance abusers, and street persons. Myth number three, it is impossible to sexually assault a man. Now, even though we're not talking about men, we can talk about this. It says men fall victim for the same reasons as women. They are overwhelmed by threats of acts of physical and emotional violence. Also, most sexual assaults that involve a male victim are gang assaults. So just imagine when you're talking about that in prisons. Myth number four, as long as children remember to stay away from strangers, they are in no danger of being assaulted. That is definitely not true. Sadly, children are usually assaulted by acquaintances, a family member, or other caretaking adults. Children are usually coerced in into sexual activity by their assailant and are manipulated into silence by the assailant's threats or promises as well as their own feelings of guilt. Man, didn't know that. Myth number 5, most rapes involve black men raping white women. We know that is not true. The majority of rapes are of the same race. Myth number 6, rapists are non-white. Rapists are lower class. Rapists are criminal types. We know that's not true, just like I just told you about the military sexual trauma. We know that's definitely not true. Rapists that fit the myth are more likely to be prosecuted, but a rapist can be anyone, doctor, policeman, clergyman, social worker, or corporate president. So there is no certain category a rapist fall into when it comes to what type of person they are. Myth number 7, you can tell a rapist by the way he looks. That is definitely not true. Rapists are not physically identifiable. They may appear friendly, normal, and non-threatening. Many are young, married, and have children. Rapist types and traits, however, can be categorized. Yeah, that's something to think about. Myth number 8, women fantasize about being raped. No woman fantasizes about being raped. Fantasies are about aggressive sex may be controlled and turned off should they become threatening. In rape, the victim is unable to control the violence and stop it. Myth number 9, a man can't rape his wife. We know that's not true. Many states now have laws against rape in marriage. The idea that a man can't rape his wife suggests married women do not have the same right to safety as do unmarried women. Most battered women have experienced some form of sexual abuse within their marriage. It is also known that estranged or ex-spouses sometimes use rape as a form of retaliation. So this is, I mean, you think about this, this is, okay, didn't know that. Like I said, you learn as you go, because there's a lot of stuff we did not know. You just didn't know it. Myth number 10, rape only occurs outside and at night. Rape can and does occur anytime and any place. Many rapes occur during the day and in the victim's home. We know that's true. Myth number 11, this is the last myth. Sexual assault is an impulsive, spontaneous act. Most rapes are carefully planned by the rapist. A rapist will rape again and again, usually in the same area of town and in the same way. Didn't know that. So, when you talk about rape, that right there, I mean, that gets rid of all the myths that we have been told or, you know, how we should handle them. And we found out that that's not true. Well, good to know. And again, I want to give you the name of this book. It's called Karen D. Doty. That's the author, Empowered to Uproot the Seed of Abuse. And I'll be bringing some more stuff out of that. Let's see here. Okay, I know you guys are familiar with this.
Right. And if it's day or if it is night, we're feeling haven't heard a word about the flowetry. Flowetism, flowetry, it's flowing it. Once you have heard it, you have to get it. So you can sing it, or you can play it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. I can never say that lady's name. I think her name is Miss Michelle D'Angelo. D'Angelo. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. I don't think I said it right. But anyway, I love that song. That was when she first started singing, I think. That was real cute. I used to love that song. Okay. Let's talk about some quotes from some famous women. The first quote that I found is by Harriet Tubman. And she says, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and change the world." I love that. And then Oprah Winfrey says, "What God intended for you goes far beyond anything you can imagine." Okay. We know the infamous Anita Hill. She says this, "I did what my conscience told me to do, and you can't fail if you do that." All right. Audre Lorde says, "Life is very short, and what we have to do must be done in the now." That means whatever you need to do, do it now, because life has a shelf life to it. Okay, Kimberly William Crenshaw. That name sounds familiar. "It's not about supplication. It's about power. It's not about asking. It's about demanding. It's not about convincing those who are currently in power. It's about changing the very face of power itself." I like that. I could see that happening. It says, this is by Nikki Giovanni. And everybody knows who Nikki Giovanni is. "Mistakes are a fact of life. It is the response to the error that counts. How do you handle that mistake? Do you leave it alone or do you try to fix it?" Marion Wright Elderman says, "Don't feel entitled to do anything. Don't feel entitled to anything you don't sweat and struggle for." What? Do you feel entitled? I just asked. Do you feel entitled? Only for the things that you struggled and sweat for. I never thought about it like that. Althea Gibson says, "No matter what accomplishments you make, somebody helped you." I like that. You didn't do it by yourself. You know, we want to put the I out there, and lots of times we're not by ourselves. Okay, it says, that's another one from Oprah. I don't want that one. Okay, Betty Shabazz says, "We can say peace on earth. We can sing about it, preach about it, or pray about it. But if we have not internalized the mythology to make it happen inside us, then it will not be." I like that. I definitely like that one. And then Lena Horne says, "It's not the load that breaks you down, it's the way you carry it." Ah, that I like that. Definitely, I like that one. Let's see. Felicia Rashad says, "There's always something to suggest that you'll never be who you want it to be. Your choice is to take it or keep on moving." Okay. Let's see. Alice Walker. Alice Walker says, "Don't wait around for other people to be happy for you. Any happiness you get, you've got to make it yourself." And I say that all the time. You know, well, he doesn't make me happy. He's not supposed to make you happy. When you get in a relationship, young ladies and men and older women, think about it. Why are you in that relationship? Weren't you happy to meet that person? So that means the happiness you bring with you. And then you share the happiness. Don't expect for no man to make you happy. That's not his job. That's not his job to make you happy. Period. We're going to go back to some more of those quotes. but I want to give you a little Lauryn Hill here.
Your host, Salida.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You see me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. My teacher tells me, in this country, we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help fight hunger in central Louisiana and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about some more quotes about the empowerment of the black woman. Okay, let's see, we stopped on Alice Walker. Let's see, I found one about, a quote by Ella Baker, and she says, "Give light and people will find a way." Maya Angelou, one of my favorite, "All great achievements require time. Don't rush it. It's like fine wine. It's going to take some time to make it happen. So be patient." Ruby Dee says, "The kind of beauty I want most is the hard to get kind that comes from within. Strength, courage, and dignity." Wow. I like that. Then Shirley Chisholm, which we know who Shirley Chisholm was. "Service is the rent that you pay for room on this earth." I like that one too. Lorraine Hansberry says, "The thing that makes you exceptional, if you are at all, is inevitably that which must also make you lonely. Because it's hard to find people that want to be around you because you are exceptional. And you find yourself lonely in this world because people can't relate to what you do and how you are." I like that. Toni Morrison says, "I get angry about things, then I go on and work." So she makes things happen. She might see something wrong somewhere, and then she makes it happen. That's what she says. She goes on and get to work. Barbara Jordan, these are some awesome people, man. "Just remember, the world is not a playground, but a schoolroom. Life is not a holiday, but an education. One eternal lesson for us all, to teach us how better we should love." I like that. I'm saying I like that because I'm really, for real, I do like these sayings. And I will definitely be using them much more now that I see this. Billie Holiday says, "Sometimes it's worse to win a fight than to lose." I would never thought about it like that. I like that. I like that a lot. Dorothy Hite says, "Greatness is not measured by what a man or woman accomplishes, but by the opposition he or she have overcome to reach his or her goals." I like that. I'm trying not to read ones. I might have to go back to the ones that are written by the same person or said by the same person. Zora Neale Hurston, she says, "Grab the broom of anger and drive off the beast of fear." Never thought about that one. I like that. Let's see. No, look what Diana Ross says. "Just because I have my standards, they think that I'm a bitch." Okay. Michelle Obama says, "There are still many causes worth sacrificing for, so much history yet to be made." And I totally agree with her all the way. I love that. Mary McLeod Bethune, "Cease to be a drudge. Seek to be an artist." Let's see. Florence Kennedy says, "Don't agonize, organize." Wow. Now, those were three words that were very, very strong and potent and powerful. I like that. Hattie McDaniel says, "I did my best and God did the rest." Very, very enlightening. Oh, Ayala Van Zant says, your willingness to look at your darkness is what empowers you to change. Okay. Let's see. Let's get some more music in here. I know you get tired of hearing me.
Sound like a hedonist, but the simplest way I can put it, you become a habit. The more I consume, the more I gotta have it. Ain't no such thing as too much. If you gave me everything, it'd never be enough. Yeah, a black coffee with sugar, no cream. In the morning, I'm a super double caffeine dream. Yeah,
your precious darkness got me so strung out and loving the way that you got me so wide open. Screaming when you're not here. See, baby, I need you. Sugar, you're so delicious.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up. Your flavor is the sweet thing in life. I'm addicted to your chocolate high. Don't you say I know that you want me.
Go a single day without a taste of your love, the finest cuisine of today's world. Five stars, you're your soul gourmet girl.
I crave you, I want you. Every cell in my body needs you. Tasty like Hershey's and Nestle. You would you like a dive up, or you just so sexy?
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up.
Finally see what it means to be living.
like the way that one came out, guys. I apologize. I'm working this thing. I'm learning as you go. That's what they tell you to do. Learn as you go. So, I have this one poem I have to do for you women. I have to. Let me find it. Let's see. I'm sorry for that. That didn't come out right. I'm not too happy with that one. Let's see. I'll call that technical difficulty. All right. Sorry for that. Now, I told you earlier that I'm a Maya Angelou fan, and, you know, she backs us black women a lot. So, I love this ultimate poem, and it's on the top 500 points. She made the list. I think it's number one. I'm not for sure. Yeah. Sure is. Number one on the 500 points, top 500 points. And you know which one it is. Dun, 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 drum roll. It is The Phenomenal Woman. Now, it's been a long time since I did it, so let me see if I can do it. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me, then try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, and the grace of my style. I'm a woman. Phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need of my care, because I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. I love that point. Awesome, awesome. So, let's see if I can do this one right. Let's see if I can do this one right. Here we go.
Can you keep me on my feet, happily excited by your cologne, your hands, your smile, your intelligence? You want me, you caught me, you tease me. Something to think about, ignite me, you inside.
Tell the story of our existence in our own worlds. I want others to know that we all have a story to tell about who we are and what we are about. We as women play a very important role in life. God has allowed us to bear the brunt and bruises of so much pain throughout the world because he knew that we could survive through wars and injustices that have been geared toward us. He truly knew what he was doing when he created us. That is why they say we are the better half of the man. We as women need to take our place and stand tall, not wavering on who we are. We need not allow others to define us. We need to come together and stop putting each other down, making one another feel that they have to compete. Compete for attention, for relevance, and for substance. We have to know that we are somebody, that we are strong, resilient, intelligent, and most of all, survivors. Again, I say stand tall. Take your place in what defines you. Never let a tear be wiped away before it has a reason to be shed. Make every part of who you are represent what you stand for. You are relevant, no matter how others perceive you. You are relevant.
It's all right. We are back. I think I left off where, let's see, Bell Hooks is the next quote. She says, I will not have my life narrowed down. I will not bow down to somebody else's whim or to someone else's ignorance. I like that. Yes, yes. Mae Jemison says, don't let anyone rob you of your imagination. your creativity, or your curiosity. It's your place in the world. It's your life. Go out. Do all you can do with it and make it the life you want to live. Not bad. Let's see what Pearl Bailey says. Pearl Bailey says, you never find yourself until you face the truth. Now that's right straight to the point. I like that. Oh, okay, let's see what Rosa Parks says. Each person must live their life as a model for others, which is not always easy to do. And Fannie Lou Hamer sees it on the more of a community level, and she says nobody's free until everybody's free, which we know that's not true right now. Anna Julia Cooper says, the cause of freedom is not the cause of a race or a sect, a party or a class. It is the cause of humankind. The very birthright of humanity. I like that. Let's see. Marian Anderson, I think she was an opera singer, and she was awesome. And I just think about a lot of the hurdles she had to go through as an African-American opera singer. Woman, too. I mean, I might as well say it all. Opera singer, woman, black. Yeah, she went through some stuff. Okay, it says here, prayers begin where human capacity ends. Sojourner Truth says, I am not going to die. I am going home like a shooting star. Now, we know exactly who Angela Davis is. Angela Davis says, we have to talk about liberating minds as well as liberating society. I love that. I definitely love that. Freeing the mind, freeing the mind. You've got to be able to free the mind. If you can't do anything else, free the mind. I love that. Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to see where else do I need to. Okay, let's do this. Let's play some more music because that's what this night was about. Playing music and having a good time. Let's see. Who do we want to hear from? Oh, here we go.
Or maybe we could be really free to live and feel a dream money, or maybe
was Jill Scott, A Long Walk. I hope you guys have really enjoyed my little ensemble I put together. I don't even know what to call it. It was supposed to be a radio show, but I just thought it would be something different to do. I hope you enjoyed the quotes. I haven't finished them. I hope you enjoyed the poem from Maya Angelou, Phenomenal Woman. Actually, I haven't done that in a while, so I kind of was kind of rusty on some of it. You know what? I have my own poetry, and I am so smart that I don't have it in front of me, and most of my poetry is definitely dealing with the black woman. I mean, I can't talk about any other woman. So I have to talk about the black woman. Let's see. I have another book that I'm going to talk from in a few seconds. We got a couple of minutes. We got 10 minutes. And then we're going to shut it down. Again, I want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody who's listening, each and every one of my listeners out there. I pray to God that you have a safe, and I know this is not the end of the show, but I want to say this prior to the show going, so I won't forget to do it. I want to say to you guys, Merry Christmas again, or Happy Christmas, because everybody doesn't say Merry. How they say Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. I think that's a Feliz Marida. I can't see. I told you guys I'm not good with all the languages. I definitely need to go back to school and learn something, huh? I definitely need to go back to school and learn some stuff, huh? It's been a while. I'm trying to figure out where is all my lady books. And you know what? They're probably not even in here. But I have a lot of books that I dedicate to women, or I like to read about our women and how powerful we truly, really are. And for some reason, we don't see ourselves like that. And I think that is the worst thing that it could ever be, is that we don't see ourselves as being this strong person, this person who can endure and keep, you know, move on despite everything else that's happening to us. Let me see if I can find you. Let's see if I did all my quotes. Because this is not really about me tonight. This is about you guys. Again, I want to say thank you for listening. I love you, ladies. Really, I do. Even though I don't know all of you guys, but I want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for being yourselves. Thank you for loving yourselves. And let's see. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm looking at something at the same time I'm talking to you guys, knowing I'm running out of time. Oh, I am terrible. I am so terrible. Let's see here. What I want to do is I'm going to close out the show. Again, Merry Christmas, because in a couple of more minutes it will be Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everyone. And I want to close this out with a little flowetry. And the name of the song is called Getting Late. I want to say to you guys, enjoy tonight. I hope you had an opportunity to really have an opportunity to really listen to the music. I hope you enjoyed it. I only gave an hour and a half, but I thought that would be good enough. You know, listening to me probably before you came, and I hope you out. So I hope everything, I hope everything is well with you. I want to say I enjoy this. I see I need more practice.
It's getting
late. How to do this.
Why you gotta be here?
Remember, you're a phenomenal woman.
Inside me.
Our black women got a lot to say.
I'm afraid.
More experienced than we are.
I'm so scared.
So I'm 48 years old. Guess what? There's so much more I can do. So I want to say again, thank you, guys. Have a safe weekend. Yeah, have a safe weekend, Daddy. Hope you enjoy the rest of the festivities of the cooking one. And I shall be back Wednesday. Close you guys out with a little bit.
Getting late. Why you gotta be here?
been another episode of Through the Eyes of the Black Woman with your host, Salida. We want to thank you for listening in and stay tuned.